Now, there's no doubt that the late Miriam Makeba was one of South Africa's best loved performers. And now fans of Mama Africa have the chance to celebrate her life and music in a show being streamed online this week. My Miriam Makeba Story stars singer-songrighter Sima Mashazi, a Newcastle-born Stellenbosch-based performer and the brainchild behind the production. Now, the multi-award nominated show debuted at the Ode Libertas Amphitheatre in December 2017 and has thus far enjoyed runs at the Free State Arts Festival, the Artscape Theatre, St. Eustaphius and the Fine Arts Festival, among others. And to find out more about it and how you can watch it from the comfort of your own home, because that's what we're doing these days, let's welcome Sima to Weekend Breakfast. A very good morning. I'm absolutely thrilled that you were able to join us this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Sarah Jane.
This isn't the first time that you've performed a show about Miriam Makeba. You previously toured extensively here and in the US in Mama Africa, the musical.
Yes, yes. And that's actually what the show comes from. You know, I remember I took a big chance. Someone said, go audition. I do not act, mind you. And I got the part. I got the part. And it was just such a beautiful experience. And I learned so much. And I'll tell you the tragedy of what I learned as well, was how everybody knows so much more about Miriam Makeba and values her so much more than we do at home. And I remember thinking, no, but this mustn't continue. Like, surely we can do better, you know?
How was the musical received here and abroad? I mean, you say that we sort of haven't really given her dues here. Were you surprised by how well it did overseas and by how loved Ma Miriam was overseas?
I was, actually, and there were so many people that would tell you how, yeah, I saw her at this show, or yes, I, you know, and I remember one of the most moving reactions was a man who came backstage and just started crying. He used to live in South Africa, he knew all the things that happened here, and he moved to America at some point. It was very, very sad, but it was also very beautiful. And it's not like the crowds in South Africa didn't appreciate it. We really, really appreciated her. But even the director of the show said the idea of the show came from when he came here to do an exhibition and no one showed up, or the younger generation didn't seem to quite understand the gravity of who she was and what she did.
What are your earliest memories of her music? Was her music part of your childhood, your early years?
It was, but I also think I was never really cognizant of who sings what. There are all these wonderful mamas I was listening to when I was growing up, you know, Le Tambule, her, it was all a mixture of things. But I do know, for instance, I say this in the show, how the first time I heard Pata Pata was for an advert for Jet Jeans. There was just one moment when I was a kid and all of a sudden, all I saw was Miriam Makeba. Sing Me a Song was the first music video of hers that I saw. And it didn't make sense to me why it was so happy. And then later, as an adult, I realized, oh, wait, she was back. Her music was unbanned. Because I don't think I even realized things like that, you know. So, yeah, that's my earliest memory. Around like 94-ish.
Around 94, yeah. She led an extraordinary life. What parts of her character do you draw on to perform her music?
What parts of her character? Honestly, it's that she was as human as I am. Because I think there's so much about her that is, that you know, we celebrate her. She was an icon. She won awards and all of these things. And it makes a human so big that you forget that she actually had to get over her own fears. She actually had to deal with her own losses, and there were so many of them, you know? And you just look at that and you think, you know what, if somebody can overcome all of that, a woman, a black woman, a black female singer, you know, if she can overcome all of that, then I can too.
Mm. You've incorporated some of your own songs into the show. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, I have. So, you know, in 2017, I released two singles. The one is called Bashatile and the other one is called I Still Miss You. And I wove them into the show because one of the things that we did a lot of in the musical was getting married. And I won't give the whole story away now because you must watch the show. But the point is, you know, I haven't been married as many times. In fact, not at all. So I brought this song in as a joke because South Africans are humorous and so am I. And Bashadile in Zulu means they are all married.
Mm.
And the song is just like a joke about always being the bridesmaid and never quite the bride. And I Still Miss You is a song I wrote for my two sisters. They passed away at different times in my life. In 2016, my middle sister passed away. Sure. And it's and I realized, you know, in the play as well, there were many losses portrayed. And it was awful. And some of them, you know, she couldn't come back and bury her mother, for instance.
Yeah.
I don't know how you manage that. And if you think of COVID and how people are burying their loved ones in the most unfamiliar, and it's painful. It's really, really painful.
Sima, we've fast run out of time, but I need to know how to get tickets for this show.
Yes, the tickets are available on Web Tickets, and in the search bar, you just put in My Miriam Makeba Story, and it'll pop up. And once you purchase the ticket, you have access to the show for, is it 3 days still? Till the 3rd of August. That's Monday. Yes.
Okay.
You can watch as many times as you want, at whatever time you want.
We're going to play out this hour with one of my favorite songs, Pata Pata. Sima Mashazi, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Shine.